ESPN's Teron Davenport, talking Titans now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week here on Robbie and Rex Road. We go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD. Teron, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, man. How you guys doing, man? You know, I got my girls this week, so I'm doing Uber Dad.
Oh, nice. Very nicely done. Yeah. The man of many talents, that Teron Davenport.
Right.
No question about that. So, TD, we've been discussing this all week, but I'm interested to get your thoughts on it. The win on Monday Night Football, especially the way that they did it, what did you make of that victory? What did that show you about Will Levis, and what did that show you about this Titans team?
Yeah, it showed that they got fight, you know, and I think that's the main thing that Mike Vrabel is the message that he's been trying to relay to everyone, that they're going to fight, like that's their identity. I think with Will Levis, it just showed just cool under pressure and just the ability to lead the team down the field in situations. And I think, you know, you look at scoring two touchdowns in that little bit of time after the way they've struggled to score on the road throughout the year. That was remarkable, but above all else, it showed poise, but then release for Will Levis. I mean, you look at just how he was on those drives, and then after that Derrick Henry touchdown, like they said, the crazy eyes and the hulking figure, it was good to see, you know, and you like to see emotion, you know, it's covering a sport. Like, you want somebody to act like that and be like that, so it was good.
Yeah, those veins are popping out, man. Dude, he probably could play some linebacker if need be, but obviously, he's going to have to work on that a little bit. As Vrabel has talked about. But TD, we've been talking about Levis this week, kind of like, so what's the most impressive thing about him so far? And I was going back to camp. You know, I think back to watching, you know, Levis, Willis, and Tannehill, you know, rotate and drills. And to me, you know, Levis and Willis were very close. Tannehill was so far ahead of them. And now, you know, I'm watching Levis make some throws that I don't think Ryan Tannehill can make. So one thing that I thought there was, you know, I feel like you got to look at Charles London and what he's done with Levis and and be impressed. But also, like, some of this arm talent, I guess I just missed some of it in the preseason. Just, where are you on that? Like, have you seen anything from him this season that has surprised you based on what we saw when we were watching the practice every day?
Yes, I have, actually. And for me, what's impressed me and what has surprised me is just his ability to take an area for improvement and make it into an area for excellence. You know, and good example of that, I remember talking to him in training camp, and I'm like, man, you always throw the ball pretty hard. And he was like, yeah, well, you know, I'm trying to work on touch, too. That's something where I feel I could get better at. And then you look at the touch on the throw cross body to Nick Westbrook-Ikhinnio that traveled like 60 yards literally in the air. That's a good example. You look at the throw to Tajay Spears, the touch, you know, that's a good example. So he took that and improved there. He talked about the operation, right, getting better in and out of the huddle and getting that time to get to the line to diagnose everything. Hey, 52 is the mic. And then they could call the protection accordingly. You're seeing that now, too. And then you look at, hey, you always take deep shots, man. You had Kyle Phillips underneath. Well, okay, you know what? I'm going to take that. I'm going to stock that rep and then go back. And now you see him taking a profit, right, and knowing, hey, you can't go broke making a profit. So that's the thing that really has stood out to me and surprised me, just how quickly he's been able to assess things and make it better. Because remember, coming out, he was viewed as a perfectionist, right? And a lot of times, like, perfectionists, like, they focus too much on it, and it gets worse, you know, and in his case, it's gotten better.
Teron Davenport with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, TD, how do you view the Treylon Burks situation from this standpoint? I mean, the Titans throw for 327 yards the other night. He has one catch for 1 yard. Whether it's the way that they're using him, whether it's the lack of himself getting his own self involved, like how do you go about trying to fix this if you're the Titans with where things stand right now with Treylon Burks?
Yeah, that's the big question, right? Figuring out a way to get him involved. Because if they could get him involved, like, that offense could be really potent. And the thing is, they tried initially, right? The first or second play, I believe it was the first, they manufactured a touch for him, but then they went away from it. My question is, okay, is it Tim Kelly not calling enough plays where he's the first read, or is it Will Levis coming off of that read and going elsewhere, right? I.e., DeAndre Hopkins, et cetera. I don't know what it is, and neither of them will tell us, right? So it's just something we're going to continue to wonder. But I think there needs to be more manufactured touches, like the little smoke screens, end arounds, you know, those type of send him on motion, and you know, a jet sweep, like those type of things, because he's a dynamic player. You go back and you watch his college tape. I mean, you got some guys who think that he's more talented than A.J. Brown, not Jarrett Stillman, but I mean, you go back and watch his college tape, and you'll see a lot. Like, that Alabama game really stands out. So it's clear he's a playmaker, so you just got to try to find ways to get him to rock. I think that's the main thing, just like where you don't force it, but like you make sure he gets his touches.
Yeah, I wasn't really able to listen to the TD power areas. I hope you gave Stillman some crap.
I gave him some crap. That's good. Just crazy, you know.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, again, people saying he's the obvious, that AJ Brown's more talented than him, is not saying that he's not talented. He's got right. ability. It's a really, I feel like it's a, you know, it's a huge last month for him. Meanwhile, last month we won't see, and I don't think we're going to see again, a guy playing in a Titans uniform, TD, is Christian Fulton. So, first of all, I guess two questions on that. One, how much interest do you think there will be in him, given the injury history, some really good play at times, not some rough games this year? But then also, how high on the list is that position? As much as we're all focused on the offense, protecting Levis, more receivers and all that, I look at the corner. I like Roger McCreary a lot, and SMB has been solid this year, but how high on the offseason list is corner for this team?
Yeah, I think corner is like a top five position for this team. And, I mean, they haven't really had like a true shutdown corner in quite some time. But it's time you get that, and that will help that defense so much more. So you look at some of these guys, you know, a lot of people talk about Jalen Johnson, who ironically was in the same draft as Fulton. A lot of people talk about signing him, and, you know, there's a lot of corners in the draft too. You know, I'm looking forward to going to the Senior Bowl to see them. So it's definitely a position. I personally think they really have to find a way to get Murphy Bunting back. You look at the way he plays, the physicality, the willingness to tackle. Like, that, he low-key had a tremendous play in that Dolphins game, right? You know, tackling Raheem Mostert in the open field to force that third down, and then coming back and breaking the pass up to force the field goal on yet another low red zone visit by the Dolphins. So you got that. Christian Fulton is just, I think a change of scenery would be good for him, you know, and he just needs to go to one of those teams that just lets him press and just play man. Are you looking like the Packers, the Eagles? You know, those are teams I think he would excel with. And, I mean, it didn't work out. You look at the injuries and stuff. I mean, I know he's done everything that he could, you know, whether it comes to having a masseuse come in and take care of him there, changing his diet, you know, monitoring his sleep, his water intake, going down to Miami and training with LeBron James and Dwayne Wade's trainer. Like, he did a whole lot of stuff to try, but, I mean, it's just circumstance just didn't work out here.
TD, last thing for you. You know, disappointing that it doesn't look like we're going to see the Stroud versus Levis matchup on Sunday, but how do you view this matchup between the Titans and the Texans coming up on Sunday?
Well, it's going to be interesting because I think they'll keep everything pretty much the same. You are losing that vertical passing ability that Stroud has, you know, when you go from Stroud to Davis Mills. But, you know, don't get it twisted. Davis Mills, he can still sling it, you know, and I'm not saying he's a top-level quarterback or anything like that. But you saw what he did against them, was it last year or the year before? You know, he had 300-plus passing yards against the Titans. So he could definitely make things work. And I mean, you look at the offense, it's designed, you know, to where it's advantageous for the quarterback. So I just don't know how productive that he could be without Nico Collins. You know, Tank Dell's obviously out, and The book is still out on Dalton Schultz. So I think it's a Titans win. I think offensively, you look at Will Anderson's probably going to be out, you know, with the ankle. But I can't wait to see that Derek Stingley Jr. Against DeAndre Hopkins matchup. I just want to see, you know, if they travel him with Hopkins. And if they do, I like the Steven Nelson versus Traylon Burks matchup. So those are some of the things I'll be watching.
Going to be really interesting coming up this weekend. TD, great stuff as always. Thanks for taking time to be with us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, for sure. And if you want to see a way to get Traylon Burks to football, just look at Whiteboard Wednesday. I drew it up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Always check out Whiteboard Wednesday. It's a must watch every week that TD comes out with. TD, appreciate you, man.
For sure. Appreciate you.
Teron Davenport, our guest on Robbie and Rexroad. We'll look ahead to the Texans and the Titans coming up at Nissan Stadium next. This is Robbie and Rexroad, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.